Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been trying to find a way to like this, to find a way to say it was the right thing to do, to be excited about the future of the Knicks, and I can't do it. I can't do it. This was a mistake. It was a mistake. The roster construction was the issue with this team. It wasn't Tom Thibodeau. When Tom Thibodeau had a worse roster, they were overachieving. He was winning coach of the year. They took a step too far with Karl Anthony Towns, in my opinion, and then the depth issue, of course. This is on Leon Rose more than it's on Tom Thibodeau. I hate it. I've been trying to like it. I've been trying to be positive about it, but hours later, I still hate it. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. Two things I often say about professional sports teams. One is stability. The other one is ruthlessness when it comes from the GM or, in this case, comes to the president. And I guess, I don't know if William Wesley's involved in any of this. I mean, it seems like Leon Rose is the head of the team. He's the guy that's running. He's the guy that's making all the decisions. Yet, he doesn't sit in front of the media and tell us what's going on. And I really do think that the Knicks really made two major mistakes here. One is I'm sick and tired of the PR, whatever you want to call it, PR statements. I want to hear from somebody. I want to hear from a human being. I want to hear from somebody who's making this decision. So if it is Jim Dolan, then put Jim Dolan out there. As hard as it is to listen to him, put him out there. If it's not Jim Dolan and it's Leon Rose, then put him out there. If it's not Leon Rose and it's William Wesley, Worldwide Wes, then put him out there and tell us why you think that this is you need to do this. Now, the one thing I will say is that you, me, and everybody else out there that has an opinion on this has no idea what's going on internally. We have no idea. We don't know if there is a mole on the Knicks coaching staff, which is like 10 of them, or, you know, there's something that's gone on internal with the players that William Wesley or Leon Rose has seen from where they sit and saying they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and therefore we can't get rid of them because, you know, they have long-term contracts. We can only get rid of the coach. And then the other thing I think of is that Leon Rose was Tom Thibodeau's coach, I mean, agent, and he gave him a $30 million extension that doesn't kick into this year. So I don't feel sorry for Tom Thibodeau from a financial standpoint. No. He's getting a lot of money to go away. What I do feel like is that this is a hit is his reputation. And as a Knick fan, a 57-year Knick fan, by the way, I have seen this organization at the top of its game, and I've seen it at the bottom of its game. And the last 5 years under Tom Thibodeau gave me hope that there was structure and stability back. Now, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm in a situation where I say, I don't want to say this. Here we go again. And all that, and that all depends on who they select as the next head coach. And then I wonder about the assistant coaches. Like, is Rick Brunson getting fired? Is Mo Cheeks getting fired? Are all they staying here and they're just putting a new head guy in there so that head guy can deal with whatever snakes he may have in the grass that he may be working with. So I don't know. This is
So you're telling me you think this is a Shiv spot?
I feel like it's a Shiv spot.
And wow.
I feel like, I really do feel like, as a Nick fan, I feel really disappointed. When I saw this yesterday, I felt disappointed. I feel disappointed this morning. I felt like we were headed in the right direction. I felt like we got the right guy. Every time, you know, Tom Thibodeau would talk after a game, didn't say much, but, you know, I felt like, all right, we got a real legitimate head coach. And you and I have talked about this. He's a guy that's looking at tape. He's a guy that's preparing. He's a guy that's showing up to work every single day. He's a guy that's trying to get the best out of a roster that's probably not perfectly configured, but at least you would think one more year together with this group, maybe they would have been better. Now this group has got to learn yet another from another coach. I'm assuming another system, and I'm assuming that they're going to take a step back. And I hate the fact that I feel this way this morning, but my feelings this morning could be swayed depending on who they end up hiring. And hopefully that hiring is going to come relatively quickly.
Yeah, I want to explore this Shiv spot thing. And if people don't know what we're talking about, you know, Shiv in the back, it's a reference to a man-made or handmade weapon in jail. And then someone will shiv you in the back. And you think maybe the guy was on your side, but he's not on your side. And it's a Shiv spot. So you're telling me that you believe that one of the assistant coaches was a snake in the grass, a mole up to Leon Rose, saying that Tom Thibodeau wasn't the man for the job.
Or William Wesley.
So you think that you really think Worldwide Wes is that involved still?
I do, yes.
Wow.
Have you ever looked at the Knicks organizational chart?
Yeah, I mean, it's 10 million guys with job titles I don't understand.
Right, exactly.
That's what it is.
So there's a lot of people that are involved. And, you know, who knows who has the ear of Jim Dolan? I'm assuming Leon Rose does. The other thing I do know is that, you know, a game 7 at the Garden in round 3 of the NBA playoffs is probably worth $100 million.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that they're not playing that game or didn't play that game and they lost that game in game 6 and played the way that they did, you know, that's a huge loss too. You got to understand that playoffs at the Garden are absolutely ATM cash machines. And they lost a lot of money by not having a game 7 there. But, you know, at the end of the day, Tom Thibodeau did exactly what he did when he was hired to come here and do it. And, you know, he did it for 2 other franchises as well, by the way.
Yeah.
He did it for Chicago, Minnesota, and here. There is a shelf life for coaches in the NBA and in the NHL, as we all know, as all of our teams have gone through this. It's just that it's very rare that a guy is going to show this much improvement, get this far in the playoffs, and then right as the playoffs end, you end up letting him go. And really without any human being coming out and standing in front of a microphone
and telling you why. You're not going to get that. What you'll get is a one-on-one with Mike Breen or Bill Pito or something like that with questions that they already knew were going to be asked, like we saw a couple years ago when the Knicks got eliminated from the postseason. Leon Rose sat down with Mike Breen, and it was just like a couple of questions. That's what you're going to get, which is unfortunate, but they're not going to change that.
That's not Mike Breen's fault. That's not what his job is.
No. He was just asked to do that. I'm not knocking him, but that's what you're going to get. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so, I mean, I agree with all the Tibbs stuff. We can talk about why it's wrong, but I'm more interested in the stuff that you're bringing to me this morning that I have not heard, that there's shivs, there's snakes in the grass, there's people that wanted Tom Thibodeau out. And if it's assistant coaches or it's World Wide West, I mean, is that just an opinion on Tom Thibodeau because they don't think he's the guy that can get him over the top? Or is it one of those things where there's someone on the staff that thinks that they have something to gain if he's not there?
I don't know. You look at these names, you look at all these titles, you look at the coaching staff, you look how many people are involved in this. You know, getting all of this on the same goddamn page is almost impossible.
And they did it for years, it felt like.
The last 3 or 4 years. But prior to that, it was shift spots all over the place.
I know, but that's why 3 or 4 years felt like 30 years of stability because it was the Knicks.
And I also feel like the Jets have gone through that over the last 15
certainly.
Years.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that Aaron Glenn is trying to clean up if you can. But, I mean, believe me, there's people all over the place on this list that could have their hands in something, could be in Leon Rose's year. You know, they're also, let's send a message or, you know, send a shot across the bow of the players, let them know we're not messing around here, that we have expectations and they need to live up to those expectations. That's the other thing. We don't know internally if one of these assistant coaches, you know, was saying that, you know, for some reason we can't get the Carl Anthony Towns to make him understand why defense is so important.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing I was thinking about yesterday is the biggest problem with this team is the fact that they are not nearly as good as they were defensively in previous years and their stars don't play defense. What other guy on the planet is going to teach these guys defense other than Tom Thibodeau? Tom Thibodeau failed at trying to get those guys to play defense, and he is the most defensive-minded head coach in basketball right now.
But, you know, when they played defense against Boston, they won games.
I know, but they didn't do it consistently enough.
No, they didn't, and, you know, because defense is hard. Defense, you know, you can't be lazy. You got to be all in, and you got to be going 100 miles an hour, and then the coach has got to recognize when you need a blow during the game. Yeah, maybe that's another thing. Maybe it's the fact that he didn't play more guys, or, you know, maybe it looked like it was a panic move when he did go to more guys in the playoffs. You never know how these things are going to be internally looked at and how people are going to react to it. All I know is that a really good, solid head coach who brought stability and toughness back to the New York Knicks was let go unceremoniously. And the reason I say that is because at least if there is a human being in front of a microphone saying, hey, look, man, we love Tom Thibodeau. We gave him a 3-year extension. We just felt like this was a real disappointing finish and we really want to get over the hump and we have an idea. You know, I'm not saying that they would have said all of this, but they must have somebody in their sights that they think is going to be better than he is, or you wouldn't fire him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And who that guy is going to be very interesting.
By the way, Mike Malone is probably like a carbon copy of him.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be Mike Malone. So Stefan Bondi, who covers basketball in New York and does a good job with it, posted yesterday that anybody who thinks it's Mike Malone, stop. It's not Mike Malone. You can move on from that. So I don't know why. I don't know. The people in that organization, maybe these snakes in the grass are not Mike Malone people either. I'm not sure if we know maybe the full story of what happened in Denver. It doesn't sound like it's going to be him. And apparently Johnny Bryant, who is a man who was here as an assistant, would just finish the season. You know, he was with Kenny Atkinson in Cleveland as an assistant. You know, he's the next great one. He's the Ben Johnson of the NBA right
all
now.
Right. All right. So again, I have nothing against him personally. I don't know him at all.
But we don't know anything about him as a coach. Right. It just seems crazy to get rid of Tom Thibodeau to give a guy this job who's never coached before. It's insane.
That's exactly how I feel.
If it ends up being him.
I mean, if you're going to give a guy a job and a shot for the first time, now the Jets have made a habit of doing this, but because of where the Jets have been and what the Jets have gone through, that's the team that does what it did. You know, all right, we're going to give it to another guy. Now, you and I were not all in if they were going to, you know, we were talking about other guys like John Gruden and people of stature, Bill Belichick. And the Jets decided to go down the road of yet another assistant coach who has had no head coaching experience. But I think that the expectations for the Jets are so minimal, then I guess I can buy into it, especially if it's an ex-player that seems to have everything in order and has paid his dues. Okay, I could see that. The Knicks are a top four team in the league.
Yeah, top three team, if you want to look at it like that. You know,
you could say that if you want. And so now you're going to bring a guy in, and maybe it is this guy, Bryant. I don't know. Maybe he had great relationships with the players. And maybe if you bring him in, then the rest of this coaching staff, and including Jalen Brunson's dad, doesn't lose his job.
Yeah. I mean, he connects the dots there. It does make sense. If it ends up being Johnny Bryant, these guys sort of came together and had some sort of mutiny there. On the guy who brought this franchise back. And, you know, it's just, it really is a shame thinking about it, because there's a few guys in my life being a Knicks fan that, like, you're always going to respect, even though they didn't get the job done ultimately with a championship. But, you know, guys you always will love. You know, I know Pat Riley screwed us, but Pat Riley was a big part of that. Jeff Van Gundy, Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason. And then you fast forward. I mean, Donnie Walsh to a certain degree, because he brought credibility back to an organization that needed it at that time. But Tom Thibodeau's right there in that conversation. He, to me, with Jalen Brunson, restored a franchise that was absolutely dead, completely dead. And for him to get this team to the first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years and then get canned like this in a statement is awful. And when you say here we go again, if you're
I don't want to say that.
I know, but I don't want to say it either. But that's the first thing that pops into your mind, and you think it always is Dolan getting involved again, which I actually don't think so. And I'm not being naive with this. When I'm not like taking them for their word, but I kind of believe that when things are going well and Jim Dolan has someone that he trusts there, that he lets them do the job, because he did that with the Rangers for many years. So I don't think he swooped in here and decided to get rid of Tom Thibodeau on his own. I don't think so. I think that he probably agreed with it, and if he didn't agree with it, then he would have been here. But it seems to me like there was other factors going on.
Well, there has to be other factors that we don't see.
Yeah.
Because it can't just be like what we watched on the basketball court.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's got to be something else internally that also precipitated this and was somehow building. I mean, and the one thing I will say, watching everybody's reaction to this yesterday, everybody pointed to the most important player, Jalen Brunson, being asked about Tom Thibodeau being, you know, the right coach for this team. And his answer was yes. Mm. Like, you're asking me this now? Are you kidding me? And then, of course, you know, he gave an opportunity to Josh Hart. He gave an opportunity to Julius Randle. He gave opportunities to Quickley and Barrett and Mitchell Robinson. He gave opportunities to, you go down the line, Deuce McBride. He, you know, it took a while for the guys to earn his trust, but that's the normal way of doing things in the NBA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.